Carolina.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Please join me in saying the Anabatoa. Anabatoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serira, Aloka Gimel, Utah, Tati, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagbenu, Taharenu, Dora, Ufreshor, Ayan, Sintet Nun, Nagibor, Dorshe Yehudcha, Kivava, Shamre, Nun Gimel Dalet, Yudkashin, Barhem Taharem, Rakame Sitkacha, Tamid Kamlem, Betetresh, Saditav Gimel, Hasim Kadosh, Biro Tucha, Nael Adata, Ekuf Bet, Tetunayan. Yachid Geir, Lamcha Pene, Zofre Kiddushata, Yud Gimelamet, Pezayim Kuf. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushma Tziakatenu, Odeya, Kalumo, Shin Kufav, Tadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of this creation, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohewahe, Adonai Yohewahe, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim. Berav chesed be'emet, notzer chesed la'alafim, noseyawon wafesha, v'chata'av v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Sulam commentary on the Zohar. The verse comes from Parasha Yitro. It's Pasuk 29. We'll start with a L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bikilu Urchimud Hilud Hilu Urchimud Le'ahta L'shem Yudhe Bavavhe Be'Yehuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah Lasok Torah Mitzvah Vayhi Noam Adonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konene Aleinu Maaseh Yadeinu Konenehu. Pasuk 29. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Taneinan Bekucha Barichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Witata Kolaihu Kishot Beovada Dikshot, Vedleit lach mila bialma, Divaye barnash, Vedachya leya, Mineya ulam haka, Veya kalana, Dehakulu ovada, Dikshot inun, Wikola it's deris, Bialma. The energy of the year 5774 is peace in the Middle East. there is one verse that we study that connects to this energy. The verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wissam ti makom le'ami li'Israel unta ti v'shakan tav tav v'lo yirgaz o v'lo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We will now connect to the 72 names of God, utilizing the tool of saying each letter with its root vowel out loud in sequence. Wahe wayo layo sayo te ala me mehe shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he a Yozala me be he he re yo he ko me la awa ka la yo la wa wa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa nu ta he he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re Yo he wad la he he ka wako me nu da. Anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za. He 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he. Wa he wad anu yo he he shi a me me. Nu nu a nu yo ta me be he pe wa yo nu me me yo yo la he re he me ta re wa me be yo he he a nu wa me be se yo da me be me nu ko a yo a se be wa re a he yo be me he yo yo me wa me. Now we will connect to the 72 names that were revealed by the Tzaddikim, utilizing the same tool. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a be he be shi la yo he anu a ka me ta he he yo anu da le la he he. La he wa he me a yo ta la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he. Re la yo wa wa me la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a wa me re he a yo he za he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la re yo a a la me ta he. Wa he wa da la yo he yo shi a la me. Nu he a nu wa ta be la he pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la he be he me ta re. Wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me ka ko a la a he he wa. Re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, the 17th day of Adar Bet, Rabbi Alexander Siskind, Rabbi Hanoch Hinoch HaKohen, Rabbi Nachum Mordechai Friedman, Rabbi Yehezkel Levenstein, Rabbi Moshe Weber, and Yitzhak Shlomo Zilberman. Sadiqim, who chose to leave the 18th day of Adar Bet that starts this evening at sundown. Rabbi Dovid of Dinov, Rabbi Meir Yechiel Chaldeshtot, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rabbi Yehuda Greenwald, Rabbi Shmuel Engel, Rabbi Yitzhak Chalish, known as the Amshinover Rebbe, Rabbi Yotov Chaim Yofen, we will now connect to the Ani meditation. You can find it on the last link of the Unique Astrological Times landing page. And we will start at the bottom of page 1, connecting to Malchut. The purpose of this meditation is to bring us back into a balanced state. Malchut. Yo aheni wayo hey, yo aheni wayo hey, yo aheni wayo hey. Yesod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Hod, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu, you ahuni wu yohu. Netzach, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi, yi ahini wi yohi. Tiferet, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho, yo ahoni wo yoho. Gevura, ye ach, ni wi yoch, ye ach, ni wi yoch. Ye'ach, ni wiyoch. Chesed. Ye'aheni weyohe. Ye'aheni weyohe. Ye'aheni weyohe. Dina. Ye'aheni weyohe. Ye'aheni weyohe. Ye'aheni weyohe. Achma. Ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. Keter, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha, ya ahani wa yoha. We will now connect to the Shema Yisrael by saying the first two lines. Please lean slightly to your left as you cover your eyes and say with me, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. We will now say an additional Hashem Yehud prior to saying the Eser Dibrot, the 10 utterances. Hashem Yehud Kutshabar Yehud Ishkim David Hilu Urchimud Hilu Hilu Urchimud Leyakta Lashem Yudhe Bavate Beyehuda Shalim Bishem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah, Lasok Torah Mitzvah, Vayehino Amadunai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kanenehu. Vaydaber Elohim et kol hadevarim, Haile Leimor Anochi Hashem. Elohecha asher hotzeiticha me'eretz Mitzrayim mi'beit avadim lo yihye lecha Elohim acherim al panai lo ta'aseh lecha pesel. We call to Muna Asher Bashamayim, Mima'al V'Asher Ba'aretz, Mitachat V'Asher Bamayim, Mitachat La'aretz, Lo Tishtachawe, Lachem, V'lo Tavdem, Ki Anochi, Hashem Elohecha, El Kana Poked Awon Avot Al Banim Al Shileshim V'Al Ribeim L'Shonai V'Yose Kesed La'Alafim V'Ohavai U'Shom Rayei Mitzvotai Lo Tisa Et Shem Hashem Elohecha Lashav Ki Lo Yinake Hashem Et Asher Yisa Et Shemo Lashav Zachor Et Yom HaShabbat Lekadsho Sheshet Yamim Tavod V'Asita O melachtecha, v'yom hashvi'i shabbat, la'Hashem Elohecha, lo ta'aseh kol melacha, ata uvincha uvitecha, avdecha v'yamatcha, uventecha, v'gercha, Asher bisharecha, ki sheshet yamin, asa Hashem et hashamayim, ve'et haaretz, et hayam, ve'et kol asher bam, ve'anach bayom hashvi'i, al kein berach, Hashem et yom, ha'shabbat. Vayikadshehu, kaved et avicha, v'et imecha, leman, yarikun yamecha, al ha'adama, asher Hashem Elohecha, noten lach, lo tirtzah, lo tinaf, lo tignov, Lo tane bereacha aed shaker, lo tachmod beit reacha, lo tachmod eishet reacha, v'avdo v'amato v'shoro v'achamoro, v'kol asher l'reacha. We will now say the abridged Kaddish to elevate to the level of our class for today. It Kadav, it Kaddash Me Rabba, and we all say Amen. The Alma Divra Kirute Viam Lif Malchute Bechaye Bonu Viomechonu Bechaye Bechol Beit Yisrael Bagala Ubizman Kariv Hit Barak Vishtabak Vit Par Vit Romam Vit Nase Vitadar Vitale Vitalal Shmei Vikucha Ve'elamim ko birkata, v'shirata tushbechata, v'nechemata da'amiran bi'alma. Yehe shlama rabba min shamaya, v'chaim aleinu v'al kol Yisrael, same Ruah, amen. Ose shalom bimromav, hu yaseh shalom aleinu, v'yalko Yisrael. Vimru, amen. Our class today can be found on the Unique Astrological Times link. The title on that link is Shabbat Para Aduma, the Shabbat of the Red Heifer. This coming week, we have the Parsha of Shemini, as well as the reading of the Para Aduma. So today we are studying both aspects to a great degree. This is a newsletter that came out in 5770. That's almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago. We've read it a few times in the past 9 years, but it's always something that can be reviewed and needs to be reviewed. Because we live in a society that does not accept the real world where death has no meaning, has no existence. Nothing dies in the spiritual world. We don't know what that looks like. It's hard for us to even imagine it. And the more we discuss the red heifer and the removal, the swallowing of death forever, the more we can come to this realization that death does not need to happen. The parasha this coming week of Shmini has a special maftir reading about the Para Aduma, the red heifer. The red heifer cleans the tuma, the impurity of death, which is the most impure energy in our universe. Western society refers to the concept of sins differently than the Hebrew use of the term. The main difference is that the Hebrew understanding of a sin is a mistake that can be corrected, that can make tikkun. In Hebrew, there are three words for sin. All of these words refer to mistakes that can be cleansed and corrected, including the tuma of death. But since we don't have the temple and the Para Aduma, the red heifer, the ability to create the purifying waters through the shechta, the slaughtering in the kosher manner of the red heifer, and producing that red heifer into ashes as a burnt offering, and then taking the ashes and connecting it through water and sprinkling on people. This is the removal of the impurity of death. Western society doesn't think that can be done. Western society, both the Muslim and the Christian worlds, both of them perceive the cleansing of death through a human being. Whereas in the Jewish concepts of cleansing, actions must be taken by this individual who performed the misdeed. in the physical world, we no longer have the temple, and we no longer have the ashes of the Para Aduma. The Midrash says that there is a vessel in the ark of sufficient waters to be sprinkled on the few people who will be included in doing the action of preparing the 10th Para Aduma, the 10th red heifer, for 1,000 years while the two temples existed and the Mishkan existed. There was a red heifer. There was this sprinkling of the red heifer ashes and water on people, and that cleansed the impurity of death. And for 2,000 years, we have not had that ability. But the Midrash says that there was some put away in the ark that will be revealed with the Mashiach, and that ark will cause those people who need to prepare the 10th Para Aduma, they will be cleansed of death, of impurity of death, through the water that has remained in the ark for 2,000 years or more, 2,500 years actually. Today we have the reading of the Para Aduma, and we do it twice a year. One representing the left column and one representing the right column. And by cleansing the right and the left columns, the central column becomes cleansed. The issue is, do you accept the words of the Talmud, the words of the sages, who explain that by reading about the Para Aduma, how to prepare the Para Aduma, by reading, it is the same as doing the action, because we are prevented from doing the action without the temple being in existence. This issue of, and I will call it mind over matter, because that's what it is. If you hear it, it enters your consciousness. It is clear. It happens. Because the reading of it, the hearing of it from the Torah, is the same as doing the action, because we're not able to do the action. If we had a temple and someone read the verses of the Para Aduma reading, we would say you have to do the action in the world of action. But if you're prevented from doing that action, you have reached the point by listening and studying. You have reached the point where you cannot do more. And therefore, you are credited as if you had done it. If you accept this as truth, and it's a reasonable truth, because we know that Hashem is merciful, He would accept that you can't do the action, so therefore you've gone as far as you can, and therefore He will carry you the rest of the way. And by hearing the reading, you have done the action. And by doing the action, you cleanse the impurity of death. Accept this as truth, and the reading works for you in exactly that day, that in exactly that way. Don't accept it as truth, God forbid. And the reading is just words on a scroll. The choice is yours. The reading of the Para Aduma cleanses us from the Tuma of death, but also from the Tuma of idol worship. We can cleanse idol worship through a few different techniques. We can cleanse idol worship by giving up the idol and doing teshuvah. But for most of us, even though it's described and we intellectually know that we do keep idols, the reading of the Para Aduma, by cleansing death, cleanses the actions of idol worship as well. I'm skipping some of these verses. Now we are going to change to a different handout, which is available on the Unique Astrological Times link. But it opens up another landing page because it's the preparation classes for the spring and summer holidays. And we are going to connect to class number 4. And the class number 4 is covering the first days of Nisan. Because the issue is, Purim is over. We are connected to certainty. But how do we remain connected to certainty? And that is the actions of the first 14 days of Nisan. As we will learn. Here is a midrash about today. This midrash was written at least 400 years prior to the beginning of the Muslim religion, which is about 600 in the Common Era. So it was written about 200 of the Common Era. The temple had been destroyed. Listen closely to the story and learn about what is certainty and true laughter and joy. This midrash needs to be published, to be shared to every person, since this is what will redeem the spiritual people. Not just the children of Israel, not just the Jewish people, but all of the children of Israel and all of the spiritual people who have found their path, bringing them to higher spiritual levels. When the land of Israel, it does not say the modern government of Israel. When the land of Israel is returned to the Jewish people, there will be a religious house of prayer at the location where the Jewish people wish to rebuild the temple. The Jews will go to the children of Ishmael, and request of them to take down their house of prayer. The children of Ishmael will say no to this request. But since the Jews control the location, having conquered it in the 1967 war, they will threaten to tear down the house of prayer anyway. The Muslims, essentially given no choice, will suggest a solution to avoid the teardown and to avoid war. The Muslims will suggest that just as in the days of old with Elisha and the prophets of Baal, they each build an altar and go to sacrifice to Hashem, or in their case, to Allah. Whichever sacrifice is accepted will control the location of the temple. The Muslims agree that if the Jewish sacrifice is accepted, then they will follow the Torah and become B'nai Noach. If their sacrifice is accepted, then the Jews will convert to become Muslims. After all, Hashem, who they call Allah, is in control. Let him decide. Now think about that discussion. Think about how would you accept that? Are you willing to risk that Hashem would accept the Muslims over the children of Israel? Is it a thought that will occur to you? Do you think this story I am reading to you, written 1800 years ago, will never happen? It's already happening. You have many right-wing, and I don't know how else to call them, you have many Orthodox Jewish people who want to walk on the Mount, the Temple Mount. They are attacked. They are creating stress that the 1967 modern Israeli government said, we're not ready for this confrontation. So, Muslims, you keep control of that mount. But there's movements within the Jewish people living in Israel to retake the mount and allow Jewish people to pray on the mount, not just at the Kotel, at the wall. It's happening in our day right now. After much debate and discussions on all sides, everyone agrees. Two altars will be built, one for each religion. In the words of Pharaoh, let it be written, let it be done. The Midrash continues to tell us that the two altars are built, and the two sacrifices are prepared, and the two sacrifices are performed. The fire does come down from heaven and burns the Muslim sacrifice. The Muslims celebrate and go to the Jewish nation's government and said, we have a deal, convert. And many Jewish people refuse and disappear into the Judean desert and wage guerrilla warfare until they are victorious. And that is how the temple will come to be built. This is a midrash, but it's a prophecy. Is it a false prophecy, or is it a true prophecy? Why would you think that Hashem would accept the Muslims before accepting the Jewish sacrifice? is it a test of the Jewish people? How certain are you? Can you overlook the physical illusion? Or do you must see the physical world be clearly set of what you see, what you will get? This is certainty that has to be tested. Why does it have to be tested? God knows whether you are certain or not. So why does it have to be tested? So that you will know that Hashem is God. So you will know what is real and what is not, irrespective of what you see in front of you. You have to be tested. We've asked all through our lives, why me? Why do I have to be tested? And you've never really gotten an answer that made sense. Why do you have to be tested? So that you can prove to yourself who you are. This Midrash is talking about certainty. It's talking about Amalek. As long as you are unwilling to see truth, Amalek still exists. And as long as Amalek still exists, he will find a way to enter your life. This Midrash is about what it means to follow a spiritual path. After all, if you see the fire come down from heaven and accept the Muslim sacrifice, what will you do? Do you believe what your eyes show you in the physical illusion? Or do you follow your heart and your knowledge and your certainty of your personal experience of the Creator and your personal experience of the plan of creation? I started to study Kabbalah in July of 1991, 28 years ago. At that time, Rabbi Berg, who was my teacher, made two statements to me, and I'm paraphrasing. According to the Sefer Yetzirah, he said, the Hebrew letters are the building block of creation. And Hashem gave them to us so they can be used as a tool to control creation. And the second thing he said to me is, don't believe a word I say. Don't believe a word anyone else says. Please do what I try, what I recommend for you to do, and test for yourself. Does it help you in your life? Then use it. And if it doesn't help you in your life, this is not the path for you. Now, where have you heard a spiritual, any movement, any teaching say, if it doesn't work for you, stop using it? The Kabbalah does say that. My teacher said that. Don't believe a word I say. And I'm saying this to you. Don't believe a word I'm saying. But test for yourself. Do the Hebrew letters control creation? Well, how can I test that? I'm not reading now. I'm discussing from my own life, my own understanding. We have a holiday called Rosh Chodesh, the first day of each of the 12 or 13 Hebrew months. And in that holiday, we do a very strange ritual of jumping around and singing a permutation of the name of Hashem and connecting to two Hebrew letters for each month. Now, when you read the Sefer Yetzirah and you read other key people academically teaching Kabbalah, they don't speak about two Hebrew letters for each month. They talk only about one of the 12 elemental letters. They don't talk about the double sounds, the seven letters. They don't talk about the mother letters. Our Rosh Chodesh connection connects the two letters for each month and the permutation of Hashem's name for each month. And this controls the astrological influences. The religious community, they teach that on Rosh Chodesh, it's a holiday. Generally, they'll say it's a woman's holiday. But they don't tell you it's controlling the astrological influences of the month. Along comes the Ari in the 1500s. And he is explaining that ritual done on Rosh Chodesh has an earlier connection, a connection that takes place each of the 14 days leading up to the Seder on the night of the 14th or the 15th day. Each of those 14 days, there's a ritual. And each day is taking control. So literally, you don't have to do a Rosh Chodesh event. Make the effort in the 14 days. Do it properly. And there's no need to connect to Rosh Chodesh. There's just one problem. Do you have certainty that you are doing it correctly? That's something you have to decide for yourself. When I was a student in the Kabbalah Center, just learning about this ritual, there was another student, a man who was about my age today, maybe a little older. But we were on the same level of study. And he said, I'm going to try it and I'm going to test it. And he said that repeatedly. And he participated in all 14 days. The next Adar, almost on Rosh Chodesh, the son, he passed away. He tested it. It worked. It extended his life. But because he was testing, instead of accepting, things happen in a way that we don't want them to. Remember, do not believe a word I say. These are my life experiences. This is what I know to be true through my eyes and my understanding and my intuition. You have to develop your own. And I'm here to teach you your own. I'm here to teach you the meditations from the Sefer Yetzirah, not the intellectual Sefer Yetzirah, but the meditations. I'm here to teach, if only you would ask. I was trained as an engineer. One aspect of an engineer is prove it to me. It's like the American adage, I'm from Missouri. You have to show me. I have to see it for myself to know it to be true. And that really is the teaching associated with Lashon Hara. You hear something about someone, you cannot believe it until you verify it for yourself. Just because your best friend has made that statement to you, and you know that person never lies, does not give you permission to accept the statement as truth until you verify it for yourself. Do not believe a word I say. Test for yourself my words till you know they are true and that they are true for you. Within this handout, or elsewhere, we have a Torah reading for the first 14 days. Each of the tribes relates to a part of the body, which means you have the opportunity to cleanse and heal any part of your body that is not healthy. You can do that through these meditations. But remember, sometimes it may be more difficult because it's already manifested into the physical world. But as it's manifested into the physical world, you can find out what was the spiritual cause and do teshuvah. We have about 10 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before the first day, which this year is on Shabbat, which means we have the elevated energy of Shabbat to assist us in growing and healing and controlling each of the 12 months of this coming year. This coming year has three Hebrew letters. These three Hebrew letters spell a word. The three Hebrew letters are Ta, Shin, Pei, Sofit. That translates as compensate, a verb. Tashin pay spells a word that means compensate. This is a word that will be true in for 10 years, starting this coming year, 5780. Yes, I will do a more deeper analysis. Yes, I will explain to you the 16 verses in the Tanakh that relate to this word. But we have an opportunity right now, in the next 10 days, to evaluate what do I need to heal? What do I need to control? Which month do I need to do the extra special care, take extra special care in my actions and my consciousness? The simple answer is you need to do that in all 12 months. But take a look, the rest of this handout. I don't have the time on an hour class on a Sunday morning to give you all of this information. It's there on our website, but you have to do the effort and read it. You have to do the effort and raise the questions. I will answer your emails. I will answer your telephone calls. I will answer your texts. I will answer your WhatsApps conversation initiations. I even will do, there's another one called, what's it called? Give me a second. Viber. I will answer those as well. Do your work in the next 10 days, and then the 14 days after that, in the first 14 days of Nisan. You will grow spiritually if you do this work, if you make this effort. Prove it to yourself, not because I say it. Do it because you are in lack. You don't have everything you had desire. Change yourself so that everything that you desire will be handed to you through your efforts, but through Hashem's manifestation of your desires. We are out of time. We have spent the hour. I'm open to your questions now. I will be open to your questions later. But you have to build the vessel. And the vessel is built by asking questions. Remember, the reason you are prompted to ask a question is because there is a revelation of Hashem's essence that is going to be revealed through your question. Shavua Tov, I'm going to ask you, are there any questions? And I'm giving you time to unmute your phone to ask them. I'm now going to talk about our class today at 3 o'clock. West Coast time. We will continue our study of advanced reincarnation. We will have two classes tomorrow, Monday, one at 4:30, a deeper Zohar class, continuing our study with Lech Lecha, and at 7 o'clock, the study of the writings of the Ari. take your time these next 10 days, and then the next 14 days. Prepare yourself for spiritual growth. Shavua Tov. Are there any questions?
Shalom.
Shalom.
Okay, shalom.
Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom, Gadol.